I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Today's game is brought to you by Equifax, proud partner of your Atlanta United. The Home Depot, with more ways to help take on your home projects delivered right to your door. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. AT&T, the official wireless partner of Atlanta United. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. And Piedmont, an official healthcare provider of Atlanta United.
The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
So, Jason and I have made the executive decision, because we've been here long enough tonight, that we're going to make the full-time report one segment. We hope you don't mind. Just a couple of thoughts after this 2-2 Atlanta United draw in Nashville tonight. By the way, Atlanta United now on the season has earned 7 points from a trailing or level position in the second half this year, which I think is pretty remarkable. And I'll also say this, in league play now, Atlanta United, they have not lost in league play since the Miles Robinson injury, which I think is also, it's a thing. I think that's impressive.
Very impressive.
It's a testament to Alex DeJohn, who's done a great job filling in for him, and Alan Franco as well. The Alan Franco haters are in shambles after tonight, I would think. I thought he played a really good game.
George Campbell came in and did very well to finish this thing off.
Certainly did.
I think, you know, you mentioned coming back from losing position. Something else that needs to be mentioned about Atlanta United this season is how many goals they're getting late in matches.
Yeah.
Late.
Well, a couple against Montreal in the draw. You had, obviously, the Mulroney against Charlotte. You had Moreno in stoppage time against DC. Dwyer tonight in the 88th. So, I mean, that's 5 goals just off the initial count. I might be leaving something out just off the top of my head. I'm not positive.
Yeah, we've been here a while. I was trying to find that number and trying to give myself a little bit of time to do it. I'm failing. Wiley in the 89th in the opening game.
Yeah, now against SKC.
That put a game away.
Yeah.
But 89th minute there. Mulroney against Charlotte, 90+6. That's two in the last 10 minutes. Let's put the mark there. Against Montreal, you mentioned Almada in the 85th, Lennon in 90+2, DC United, Moreno in 90+4. I mean, this is a team that has found late goals pretty consistently this season. Against Chicago, yes, it made it 4-1, but Lennon in 90+1. And then here tonight with the Dwyer goal, very late. This is a team that does not quit.
Don't forget Brooks Lennon's goal against Chicago as well. That came in stoppage time. So
yeah, yeah.
7 goals.
Yeah, it didn't really affect anything in that one, but yes, yeah. 90+1.
7 goals in the last 10 minutes scored, and that's across 12 league matches. Right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now for Atlanta United. All right, let's get to the man of the match brought to you by Heineken. A goal, a hockey assist for Thiago Almada. What a revelation he has been.
Yeah, what a performance from Thiago Almada in carrying this team forward. Marcelino Moreno created five chances as well tonight, but Almada gets a goal, has three chances created, had the hockey assist, the secondary assist, three of three on his dribbling duels, but also little things, and we mentioned it with him and Araújo. It's something about this these attacking players that they don't just contribute in the attacking phase. Both of them had big plays defensively, dropping deep. Thiago Almada is everything that Atlanta United hoped he would be, and maybe faster than they expected him to be.
So Thiago Almada, the man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. The statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont, official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. Shots 14-13 Atlanta. Shots on target 5-4 Nashville. You know, something that might be forgotten, Bobby Shuttleworth had two really good saves in the second half of this game tonight. Three of them, really. Three big saves in the second half. That needs to be noted. Possession was 56-44 Atlanta. Key passes 13-11 Atlanta. Expected goals 1.9 to 1.53 Atlanta. Those are the statistical recaps and highlights brought to you by Piedmont, official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. Let's get to the highlights now. Now, remember how we got here. Matt started on time, 7:55 p.m. Atlanta time. They played the first 19 minutes. Then we had Lightning. There was an attempted restart 30 minutes after the stoppage. Players came out to warm up. More Lightning. And by the time it was all said and done, the weather delay was 2 hours and 56 minutes. When play resumed in the 19th minute, it was weird. And 5 minutes after the restart, C.J. Sapong opened the scoring for Nashville. It's DeJohn, back passes to Bobby Shuttleworth. Returns it to DeJohn in the left attacking third. Up ahead to Hosetu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And chops it past to Nunga, right to Wheel, though, sends it down the right wing to Mukhtar, dribbling into the box, crosses upon, shot, score. We waited 3 hours for that. 1-0 Nashville in the 24th minute.
Completely uncharacteristic turnover from Mateus Osechu, but you mentioned all the stops and starts, and for a player who is a rhythm guy and a passing guy, combines very well, he doesn't give the ball away cheaply. He's completely out of sync. He's pressed up against the touchline. He tries to connect with DeJohn coming through, but overhits it. There's another player further up. Maybe he sees it out of the corner of his eye, and it affects his delivery. And he has a giveaway. I mean, we can probably count how many times Osechu has had a giveaway like that in his time in Atlanta, and I don't think you're getting past one hand. But here, after stopping, starting again kind of, but then not, but then doing a warm-up that's a short warm-up, and then you get on the field and you go, you're going to make a mistake, and he made one.
Well, you mentioned uncharacteristic mistakes. It was an uncharacteristic mistake by Nashville keeper Joe Willis that allowed Atlanta United to create an opportunity to equalize here in the 26th minute. Atlanta United trailing in the first half for the first time in at least the last few competitions. In fact, it's been quite a while since Atlanta United conceded the first goal. Willis, inside his own area, gives it away to Moreno, top of the 18. Moreno, a head to Almada, a shot, score! A very unusual mistake by Nashville, usually so solid in the back, and Atlanta United levels less than 2 minutes after they concede.
And turnabout's fair play because it's pressure from Atlanta, and Willis gets scatterbrained and gives it away. It's not something you expect to see with Willis. I mean, he's not a great goalkeeper with the ball at his feet, but you don't expect that giveaway, and he gives it right to Moreno. Moreno and Almada combine. You make up for the mistake, you're back level.
It turned out to be 3 total goals scored in the first 12 minutes off the restart. Hani Mukhtar retaking the lead for Nashville here in the 31st minute. We almost sweep it back to Jack Mayer. Mayer with a long diagonal for Lovitz, who has it in the far corner. Marked by Lennon. Lovitz swings it to the penalty spot, and it's headed out to the near touchline by DeJohn. It'll be saved there by Mwil in the near corner. Left back to Mayer, who's deep in the play. Mayer to the back post for Sapong. Header pops up in the air, and DeJohn heads it into the goal. No, it's Mukhtar. Mukhtar got there last, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, Mukhtar, and just to clarify, Mukhtar and DeJohn bumped, and I thought maybe it glanced off to John, but the replay clearly showed it was off Mukhtar.
Yeah, it's CJ Sapong, so good at what he does, as Nashville just recycled cross, recycled cross, recycled cross, and he gets to the back post 1v1 with Lennon. He's going to win that duel, and Sapong doesn't try to hit a very difficult header on goal. He heads it back across to, now for him, the back post, where Mukhtar had gotten inside of DeJohn, because DeJohn was dealing with the initial cross that then goes over there, and DeJohn wasn't able to get back into position. It's really the credit to CJ Sapong. And in that situation, you do wonder, with a header back across in the six, could Bobby Shuttleworth have gotten there? It's all chaotic at that point. But those are the little chemistry moments that defensively this team still has to rebuild.
An absolute downpour has started here at Geodis Park. Okay, so 2-1 Nashville at halftime. Nashville in the second half, very similar to how they played with the lead in extra time in the U.S. Open Cup. Very, very, very cynically. Conceding a lot of Atlanta possession, trying to just bomb it long and pray for rain.
And fall down.
And fall down. Lot. Well, Atlanta United made it rain in the 88th minute. This is the hot play of the match, brought to you by Scana Energy. 87th minute now. Atlanta United trying to find an equalizer with Marcelino Moreno dribbling down the left wing, sending it ahead now to Thiago Almada. Almada just outside the 18, dribbles parallel to goal, fakes the shot. Cisneros is actually in his lane. He has to drop it back to Moreno. Moreno dribbling off to the left. Has options either way. Moreno will dribble back centrally now. Square to Emerson Hyndman. Hyndman dribbling on McCarty. Given back to Almada. Coming forward down the left wing. Fakes a shot. Dribbling on Anunga. Popped into the box. Brooks Lennon enter the six. Cross Dwyer. Score! In the 88th minute, Atlanta United finds the equalizer on the road. For over 20 years, Skana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today.
That ball from Thiago Almada. Oh, my goodness. Like, he just places it perfect. And you got to go back to the beginning of it, and you got to see the whole sequence. He fakes the shot, which draws everybody from Nashville to take a step. But Brooks Lennon knows what's going on. Almada and Lennon, you could see them make eye contact. Lennon kept going, stayed onside because everything's in front of him, keeps going, and Almada just places it perfectly to Lennon. And then it's still difficult. And Brooks Lennon has thrived in these situations, but it's still difficult. He places it to the back post for Dwyer to knock home. Dom Dwyer with a huge goal. And this is a guy who we've talked about a lot this season who is, look, he's an instigator a lot of times on the field. He gets under the opposition skin, but he still has that ability inside the 18. He's been there. He's done that. He's scored a bunch of goals in his career, and he has the composure to knock that one home.
And it ends as a 2-2 draw, ending bizarrely with the referee, Ted Uncle, playing only three added minutes and blowing for full time in the middle of an Atlanta United attack. But are we surprised? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total, currently $4,000. Quick thought on next Saturday, Columbus coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the final match for Atlanta United before a two-week international break. There will be a competition on June 14th against Pachuca.
Columbus has struggled this season. Columbus has struggled to get goals, and defensively they have not been what we're accustomed to seeing from a Caleb Porter team. Atlanta United has played very well. Even on a night like tonight that was all over the map, they created shots. They created shots on target. They created chances. They did everything they've been doing. They've been scoring goals. They have to. And look, tonight, I'm not getting hung up on the individual mistakes in a game like this. It was chaos,
right?
And that's what you expect at that point. But defensively, I think the big question is, do you continue with DeJohn Franco as the two center backs, or George Campbell, who played a lot early on and played very well, got injured? He was out when Miles Robinson got injured, because this is becoming a thing as we learn. And Campbell is now back healthy. Does he get the starting nod because he's more like Miles Robinson than Alex DeJohn? And if you're going to play such a high line and you're going to have some of those moments, you need that range to be able to cover. And it's nothing against Alex. Alex has been so good in coming into these moments, but George Campbell is more like the player that you've lost. And that might allow this team to have just a little bit more comfort defensively as they play on the edge, because they're going to push high. They're going to be in 1v1 situations. You need that extra little bit of cover. Maybe Campbell's range gives you that.
We'll be on 6:30 Saturday night for the Five Stripes countdown for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 7 o'clock will be the kickoff for Atlanta United and Columbus Crew. Listen, to you, the listener, thank you for sticking with us through a really strange night, one of the strangest we've ever had, a 2-hour, 56-minute weather delay. Big thanks as well to our producer, Dylan Matthews, and our engineer, Miller Pope, here in Nashville.
We started this thing like 6 hours ago?
We started this on Saturday, and we're ending on a Sunday. And we hope you have a safe Sunday wherever you're listening. For Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. 2-2 Atlanta United in Nashville, play to a draw. We'll see you Saturday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.